Good morning. It's welcome to worship at Centenary United Methodist. I am Chris Howell, and I'm a certified lay speaker here on the Lynchburg District. And I think I know all of you, but I always like to, any chance I get to talk about lay servant ministries, I like to take a moment to do it. We are still planning to have an in-person training for lay servant ministries in March. So Lord willing and the COVID don't rise, but do know that lay servant ministries training is not just for people that maybe want to be up in a pulpit, but if you lead a Sunday school class, if you're a church leader of any kind, you will find great things. Even the basic course, which will be one of the courses offered in March, gives you some overview of Methodism and how we all connect together. So do kind of put that in the back of your mind. Currently scheduled for March the 5th, I think is a Saturday. But yes, if you've ever thought, man, I could do what Chris does, then it's also an opportunity to explore that call a little further. This morning, we do want to be in prayer for Pastor Michelle. For anybody that is wondering what in the world Chris is doing up in the pulpit, Pastor Michelle woke up on Thursday morning with a case of vertigo and has gone to the doctor, is being treated and starting to feel better. But I remember from the medication, all you want to do is sleep. So she is getting some good rest, and we expect that she'll be back next week. And at that time, we will celebrate Holy Communion. We have four celebrations today of birthdays. Laurie Boyd, who is our member down in Atlantic Beach, who may be watching. Hey, Laurie. Steve Smallshaw, who I believe is preparing for the football draft so that he can lose again this year. Alan Toxaros, who is visiting with his grandkids down in Virginia Beach. Bless his heart. And the great and powerful Bill Powell all share the same birthday. So, Bill Powell, happy birthday. Way to stay alive. So, this morning our Sunday school kind of met. A few folks got together, a couple of our teachers of our usual Sunday school classes to explore some of the offerings available to us on Amplify Media. And we are thinking ahead to what Advent study we might do together, other studies that we might do together. So we are very unsure as to whether or not it would be a good idea for us to relaunch our Sunday school next week as planned. Please watch for an email this week as we examine our COVID numbers and talk with those teachers. So that is to be announced. Are there any other announcements to be made? I'll point out one more thing, and that is that the Ladies Who Lunch this coming Thursday, we are going to gather together and have our lunch together up in the media room. And hopefully, although I haven't actually talked to her about it, if Ann Harper is available, she's going to bring along her DVD of Coat of Many Colors, and that we will watch that together. If there's any change to that, again, I'll reach out. All right. If that is all of the announcements, then we will begin our service with the striking of the hour as we welcome Christ to our midst.